this the Olson residence?
Yes, it is.
It's your address, 6932 Grand Avenue in Richfield?
Mm-hmm.
This is Albert Swanberg of the Richfield Water Department. Have you got the sewer or cesspool there?
We have a cesspool, but the sewer is in if we want to connect up.
You haven't been connecting up yet?
No,
We're having a little trouble about four doors from you, and the sewer, the whole thing in the system down there is kind of backing up. Have you been putting any strange things in your toilet lately? Have you had any trouble at all with the toilets?
No,
Have they been flushing all right?
Yes, just fine.
You haven't noticed any strange odor in the bathroom?
No, Well, we're not connected, you know.
No, that's what we were worrying about. You see, it's not in the sewer. It's coming from, we could have traced it up to your place now. And you're sure you haven't had any bad odors in the bathroom?
No,
Not even in the morning?
No.
Well, how many in your family?
Three.
Is that all adults?
No, we have one little baby. Girl,
how old
three.
Is the baby?
Three.
That's, does she go around putting stuff in the toilet?
Not that I know of, never,
Well, we dug down about four or five doors from your house, and we found there was an electric light bulb and two powder puffs and some bottle caps, and it looks like it's coming from your house. Have you been putting anything like that in your toilet?
Are you sure this isn't a joke?
No, this is Swanberg. I'm with the Richfield Water Department, and we've been having this trouble.
Uh-huh.
And we have traced it. We've gone, who lives next door? What is the name of that family?
Lemire on one side, Gilberstadt on the other.
Gilberstadt?
Uh-huh.
Do they have the cesspool or the sewer?
Cesspool. Oh, yeah, they still have their cesspool, too.
Well, is there anybody in the block that you know is connected with the sewer?
Yes, there are some. Across the street is,
On your side of the street, that's where we're having the trouble.
Oh.
See, the stuff, what we think is it's leaking out of the cesspool and going down into a kind of a ditch that we got there, and we can hardly figure from one house to another one. But it looks like it's coming from your house.
Well, I'm quite sure it isn't, because...
How long have you had your cesspool?
Well, we've all been out here 3 years. The houses are all new.
Was the cesspool put in when you bought the house?
Yes,
Who dug it, do you know?
Well, Wallace was the contractor. I don't know
What's his last name?
Wallace is the last name.
Well, what's his first name?
Rodney, I believe.
How do you spell that?
R-O-D-N-E-Y.
R-O-B-N-E-Y?
R-O-D. D as in Donald.
R-O-D. How do you spell the last name?
W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
And your name is Olson.
Uh-huh.
And what is your first name?
Mine?
Yeah.
Betty.
Betty, and your husband, what is your husband's name?
Norman.
Norman Olson.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what we'd like to do, if we, on Monday,
uh-huh.
We may have to shut the water off.
Uh-huh.
Could you, if we shut it off, what would be the best time for you if we shut it off for maybe 3 or 4 hours?
Oh, well, it wouldn't matter. I'm going to be leaving town at noon, so that would be fine. Any time is all right.
You're going to leave noon on Monday?
Uh-huh.
When are you coming back?
Oh, about Thursday.
There won't be anybody in the house then?
No, uh-uh.
Well, you want to be careful now. Don't leave any open faucets or anything.
No, uh-uh.
So if we shut it off, where can we get into your house?
Well, they have a key next door at Lemire's.
What is that number?
6926, I believe it is.
That's Grand Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're sure you haven't had any sewer gas or any kind of strange smells around?
No, not at all. We've
Does
never had
ever
trouble.
Ever bubble out of your sink?
No, uh-uh.
Well, we'll shut your water off on Monday morning, then. And be sure that you don't leave any faucets open.
No, I won't.
Well, thank you very much.